See if it polishes.
The difference is mine works.
Yeah, is that?
I think if it worked, you would have announced it and rolled it out about 2 years ago, huh?
Oh,
it does work. Tough talk. Taylor, just prove it. Well, anyways, back to what I was talking about. Somebody shipped me in some trailer polish. It's actually called aluminum trailer polish, of all things. It's got a really fancy name. And they want me to try it out and see what I think. And so Ace snagged a little of it from me, and he called me today flipping out because he said he made a Scotty look brand new again. So apparently not only does it work on raw aluminum, but it also works on painted aluminum too.
Hmm.
I was about to say, aren't Scotty's painted?
Took the paint right off?
No. He said it made the old blue and white paint look like brand new again. He was just shocked. And he was just rubbing it on with a rag, no compounding materials. And the thing that I really like about this polish is it's water-based, so it's really easy to clean up.
Water-based?
Water-based.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well,
so as
be
I get
careful,
the,
I heard some guys are passing out water-based uric acid cut polish, and you got to watch out. You don't know what's in that stuff.
Water-based uric acid. Okay.
We have Josh here from the Facebook page. He posted a question. Well, you guys, he says, I plan on replacing the floor in my 1955 Airstream Wanderer, 18 foot. What kind of plywood are you using for floors? Is oak too heavy? Do you need to treat it with Thompson's water seal or some kind of marine varnish? So what kind of plywood for his 55?
Where's he going to get oak plywood?
I don't know. From oak tree.
Well, I mean, I guess you could get oak veneered plywood, but I don't know that it would be oak throughout.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't be a... So what should he get?
Frank, you're the wood guy.
Marine grade plywood. Thanks, Colin. I use Aquatex. I buy it at my local local plywood supply place.
Yeah.
I mean, not all little towns are going to have it, but any large plywood supplier should be able to put you in touch with some marine grade plywood. I know a lot of guys just use the ACX or whatever it is from Home Depot or Lowe's.
Now, is it 5/8 back then?
5/8. Yep. You could buy it just about any thickness.
No, but that era, yeah, it's 5/8.
Yeah.
And then he's asking about treating the plywood. I mean, I know we at least treat the edges, right? What should you treat it with?
I use epoxy. West System epoxy.
What do you use, Colin?
I've been using wood preservative, but I'm going to get some epoxy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've got a buddy that's just rebuilt a very old century speedboat, and he's been a boat builder for a long time, and he's told me about this stuff. I can't remember the name of it, but he's going to send me the stuff. It's probably similar to, I don't know, it's West System, but it's something that's very, very thin and actually saturates the whole all the way through, from what he tells me. So
now, do you just do the edges, like, you know, six inches or a foot in around the whole edge, or what do you do? Do the whole thing?
That would be my guess. Frank, what do you do?
I do in about as wide as a roller. I use a roller, a cotton roller that's about 6 inches wide. And I just go around the edge with that. I find that that's more than enough. I've just recently started doing that. I think it's kind of a little bit of overkill. When you use a marine-grade plywood, the amount of time it takes for the wood to decompose is so much longer than any of us will ever be alive that it's almost like a redundancy to have to do the epoxy. But I've just been doing it for good measures lately.
All right. You got that, Rob? Epoxy when you do your floor.
Yeah, I hear you. I think my trailer was just like a Thompson weather seal all the way around. But epoxy, huh?
Yeah, that's what I used was Thompson on the rear part of the floor that I did, yeah.
Rob, yours would have been wood preservative.